This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Condemnation and destructive routine. These are arguments and disagreements that have to stop. No one should carelessly compare political opponents to historical villains, which is done often. It's done all the time. Got to stop.
Wow, Hillary Clinton and CNN. And the former president Barack Obama, George Soros, and others all could have been victims of an exploding pipe bomb. Just some of the people who received those during the day. CNN completely cleared its decks. It was complete craziness. And now the search is on for the people or the person who did this. And you heard the president there call for civility and saying that no nation can succeed that tolerates violence in the language of moral condemnation and destructive routines. There are arguments and disagreements that have to stop. Those engaged in the political arena, as you heard, must stop treating political opponents as being morally defective. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Crazy day. Lots of cops, bomb squads, and terrorizing despicable acts. Anybody who was responsible for that will be held accountable. You can rest assured. Suspicious envelopes. And remember, the president and some top military people got them weeks before. We have Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News with us. Bob, so that was really the big story on the day. I mean, it was all the people, I'll call them from the left, and there were some crazy things like Debbie Wasserman Schultz was the return address, and it looked like they hadn't been mailed, that they were delivered. What's your take on all this?
Well, you know, I mean, we don't know yet. The theories are running wild from both political spectrums, in a sense, and CNN's CEO came out and said the president should realize his words have consequences, he and the press secretary, which basically is CNN saying that because of the president, they got the bomb, you know, sent to them, which we don't know. And then other people have had speculative theories that this is somebody from the left-hand side that wants sympathy for the Democrats. I mean, I've heard it all today. And the bottom line remains, we don't know who did it. I would assume, Kate, that someone or some group is behind all of it, because we know from the reports that the similarity, you know, of the devices, that they're the same type of devices.
Yeah, scary stuff, and obviously we'll see. I think with, you know, at Quantico, they're going painstakingly, and this is what they do for a living, but they're taking apart all of the pipe bombs, looking at the materials, where they were purchased. And my guess is, I think they're going to catch who the person is.
Oh, I think they are. You know, first of all, this is all what I understand, you know, what I've researched today and heard from friends up on the Hill. These are not sophisticated type of explosive devices. You know, they're sort of pipe bombs. And so, therefore, you know, the person one would think is not, you know, somebody of sophistication, you know, level. And also, anytime you would send that many, which, again, they think is coming from the same person or persons, somewhere along the line, somebody's going to be able to find out, you know, powder where purchased, you know, material or something. I would really assume they're going to line this up fast. And like I said, blame's being thrown all over the place. I mean, we'll eventually see who did it and where are they from and what are they about. And then a lot of dispersing of blame will come, of course.
Oh, yeah. Let's bounce to New York and Wall Street. You'd have to have whiplash during the day for the way the Dow was flying up and down, but mostly down, down 608 points. All the gains have been wiped out for the year. The NASDAQ, worst single session since 2011. Tech, part of it, tech tanking. There are other reasons, maybe the interest rates, the higher interest rates. So does this hurt or help Republicans in the midterms?
Well, I think right now this is a bump in a, you know, down direction. Let's see if it stays that way. I mean, there's a lot going on. You know, the China tariff trade wars, like you said about the tech industry. There's just a lot going on, a lot of upheaval, you know, et cetera. Saudi Arabia and Khashoggi and the economic impact of that. The fear of oil, Iran sanctions. I mean, we can just make an entire show of yours tonight, Kate, of what could have stirred, you know, all of this. If in fact it's a corrective type of thing, and then it'll be okay. If not, then it would hurt on the economic end, which could hurt Republicans, because as we know, the blue wave tsunami turned into a small wave, because right now Senate remains Republican in the House. I think either direction will be five seats controlled, but, you know, the Republicans aren't down to where they're, you know, losing so badly. But what can hurt them is the economic side right now. I've never seen so many events come up before a midterm that can make a difference.
Yeah,
from
no
Kavanaugh
kidding.
To Khashoggi, you know.
Yeah, and then, too, now Putin, Vladimir Putin, is talking about, okay, you want this, you got it. He's threatening an arms race, and, of course, the president's saying it's ridiculous that they're nuking up. So this is a big story because of all the other things that are happening. I think it kind of gets buried a little bit, but this is huge.
Well, it is huge, and it came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, the president is, you know, negating the 1987 treaty, which both sides, basically, if we really want to be honest about it, have violated. So when the president negated it right out of nowhere, nobody expected it, Kate, it was immediate, you know, whiplash of, you know, people saying, you know, things were going on, and it was the Cold War accelerated, and of course Putin makes his comments. I think a lot of it has to do with John Bolton as a national security advisor. He's a hawk. Everybody knows that, and I think that he's steered the president towards being, quote, tough on Russia, which works for Trump in a couple of ways. This, you know, cozying up to Putin, you know, he kind of goes reverse of that, and also the president doesn't like treaties. He just doesn't like treaties.
Boy, I agree with that. He doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know what? He's a business guy. That's not how they cut deals. The deals
That's
aren't
true.
As complex like that, where you're, you know, dancing around each other for so long. All right, there's no dancing around this, the caravan. What do you think happens here?
Okay, this one is a do or die for the president in a lot of ways, for the country is where it's going to be. And, you know, this is one of these things that takes a life of its own. It's almost like a mass hysteria event. I'm sure as people hear about it in Honduras and other countries nearby, they're going to say, okay, it's time for us to go too. And that's why you're seeing this thing swell up. And it went from what? Originally 4, 2000 got turned back. It grew to 7. Now they're saying 10, 12, and more will come.
Wow.
So for the United States, it's going to be a point of, you know, you just can't let that many people in at one point in time and not
right.
have repercussions. Can't.
Yeah, can't do it. All right, Bob Ney, terrific stuff. Thanks, as always, for breaking
Thank
it down
you.
For us.
You too, Kate.
Yeah, so good. All right, did anybody win $620 million or really more than a billion? We'll talk about it on the flip side.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Are an attack on our democracy itself. No nation can succeed that tolerates violence or the threat of violence as a method of political intimidation, coercion, or control. We all know that. Such conduct must be fiercely opposed and firmly prosecuted.
That's the president's reaction, some of it anyway, today to the bombs, the pipe bombs that were sent to various people that included, as I mentioned, Hillary Clinton, the former president, as well, you know, Barack Obama. They say there's like 8 because there's more that would be delivered, which is so scary to think about that. CNN got one of those bombs, and all the bombs looked the same. Kind of crudely made and with American stamps on the outside. So Eric Holder was also on the list, Obama's attorney general, former CIA director John Brennan. I mentioned George Soros. He was on there. 2 packages were sent to California Congresswoman Maxine Waters. That's what the FBI is saying. And in total, there were 8 altogether sent out. But news of the bomb threat elicited all kinds of comments, and as Bob Ney said, the former congressman from Ohio, if you missed him, he was talking about that his people on the Hill were talking about, everybody was talking about, these manila envelopes. The first package turned up was addressed to Soros, the billionaire financier, left-wing, heavy donor to the Democratic Party, and the manila envelopes were rerouted to a return address on the packages, and it was, at least that one was, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the woman who formerly chaired the Democratic National committee. So how about that? It was to the Florida office of U.S. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The FBI said that it confirmed two other packages, which I mentioned was Waters, and they think there could be some others out there, too. So, and the CNN Bureau in New York got a package addressed to Brennan, who's a lot of times he's an analyst frequently there, so he's seen in the building. That would be the reason that it would have gone there. So now it's the search is on for who could that, you know, who is it? Not who could it be, but who is it? The American mail bomber. That's what they're looking for. And I bet you they find that person pretty easily because of pulling everything apart. And let's say somehow became like a needle in a haystack and disappeared deep, deep, deep into the recesses of the earth somewhere. Because I think they'll be able to turn them over because of the clues they may have left. How long that takes or what happens from here, who knows? But it is a big deal, obviously. And bombs and white powder scares and everything else is, it is absolutely frightening. There certainly were other things that happened on the day. The caravan is on everybody's mind. That's something about, you know, something that so many of you are talking about. I always say that America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and that is one of the things that is buzzing. What's going to happen with this caravan? But because of the packages that were found, and who could it be, and then the, you know, the lash out from some about it, and what some are saying about, you know, the angry rhetoric, and that's firing this up, but that's why the president obviously was trying to say, you know, that doesn't get us anywhere, and it's been fodder all day long. So while that's happening, the caravan is still full steam ahead, but you know, these caravans, what happens ultimately when you get to the doorstep of the U.S., the idea is, well, you're going to be turned away. That hasn't happened yet, but we're not there yet. And there are troops that will be on the border. So what that's going to look like is going to be interesting to see if we're going to have some kind of clash. Are people let through? What is it? You know, ultimately, what is it? Oh, by the way, I want to remind everyone, we've got Nail the Score coming up. Nail the Score is coming up. It takes the place of Invade the Man Cave because we're nailing the score in the man cave. That happens at the tail end of this hour. If you're listening to us somewhere in playback, darn, you missed it. That's why you got to tune in. So Nail the Score is where I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You call. Don't have to know football. You just pick a team, give me a score, and somebody is going to win. Last week we had Nicole from Sarasota, Florida. We've got a big affiliate there who was listening and asked her boyfriend for a guess. She did not nail it, but I said every week because I was celebrating 10 years of America Tonight, we would send gift certificates, little gift certificates for something. So Buffalo Wild Wings went in that direction. Woohoo! So no nail in the score, but it's some Buffalo Wild Wings. Cannot beat that, right? All right, the Mega Millions. You could buy all the wings you wanted in the world if you won the Mega Millions. In South Carolina, you don't have to tell people who you are if you win the lottery. And somebody very near Greenville went into a store, got a ticket, and they won. It's a single ticket. So the Mega Millions ticket sold for that jackpot just shy of the lottery record. Oh, who is that person? They could be listening to us because we have a great affiliate right there. So the ticket was sold at KC Mart in Simpsonville, just about 90 miles northwest of Columbia. There was a banner at the convenience store that read, "Luck today. Luck struck here." That is big luck. I mean, that is crazy. That is so crazy that somebody won that. That they went into the store, plunked down a few dollars, walked out, and what are the chances? We hear the ridiculous chances, and their chances were right on because they hit it. I mean, what is that like? What is that feeling like getting all those numbers? And do they even know? They might not know. So we've got a great affiliate there, 100.7 FM in Columbia, South Carolina. They may listen to us there, or just the Columbia, Lexington area, 1480 AM. I know there's people there listening, too. I got some calls from people in South Carolina, and or we have gotten some calls, and I got an email the other day from somebody. Maybe they're listening. If you're listening and you won the lottery, I promise, call us. We won't tell anyone who you are. You could be listening right now. Check your ticket if you're listening to us in South Carolina, especially if you went to that convenience store. Wow. It still is staggering to me. Staggering. 1.5 and change. Take out the taxes. It is so much money. Oh, my gosh. And the frenzy was on. 44 states have Mega Millions. Don't have to worry about those car payments. Whatever house you live in, it's paid off. Debt, not a worry. What are you going to do with all the money? And just a little bit of that money, you could live on the interest, of course, forever, and your family and your grandkids and your great-grandkids and so on and so forth down the line. It is insane. Speaking of insane, this wasn't about checking a lottery ticket. This was about checking your seatbelt. A United pilot said to passengers, so picture this, you're on the plane. The pilot says, we're turning around because our plane's too big. What? So United flight to Chattanooga, 2:13 at 2:13 p.m., delayed because of unforeseen circumstances. It was an unusual situation. It was a text alert from United Airlines. That sounds crazy if you get that text alert, right? And it went on to say, we're working hard to solve it. We value your time. We're sorry for the inconvenience. What does that mean? So it's not news to the 50 people on the flight, 5277. They got that alert after that problem happened, after their Chicago to Chattanooga flight returned to O'Hare mid-flight. The plane's too big. Listen, the plane's too big. We're turning around. So that's exactly what happened. They had to go back to O'Hare, and it was too large to land. It was a 76 seat Embraer 175. Was too big to land in Chattanooga. I mean, that doesn't make sense. I've flown on those planes. I've flown to Philadelphia from Dallas on those planes. I don't get that. I don't believe, I'll have to ask the other, but I don't believe those planes are that gigantic. They did give the people that had to be rerouted, you know, get on another plane, Cheez-Its, pretzels, and water. Oh, that's nice. Hang with us. Mailbag next on ATN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump opened a campaign rally in Wisconsin by condemning the mail bombs sent to half a dozen Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
The federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation, and we will find those responsible, and we will bring them to justice.
Critics say the president bears some of the blame for creating a political climate that could spark violence. The president said that acts of violence won't be tolerated. But Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi say those words ring hollow in light of the president's rhetoric of supporting neo-Nazis. And CNN President Jeff Zucker said that there's a total lack of understanding at the White House about the seriousness of their attacks on the media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages. Delivered by carrier, train, and plane. Sent and delivered. Post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers, letters are all in person. Letters, packages, paper. They may have
to. Yeah, run. Let's dig in the mailbag, shall we? You guys were on top of it. Lots of mail about the bomb threat. And I watched a lot of this. I called someone I knew. Actually, he's a former FBI guy. He's been on the show before, but he was tied up. Otherwise, we would have had him on. We'll have him on maybe next week to talk about that and how they respond to it and then what happens. And, of course, that's all going to Quantico, and they're pulling through the pieces, basically pulling it apart, the bombs, and they all look similar, to trace all the parts of it and see what they can glean from that, whatever kind of evidence there is. So a bunch of you wanted to talk about that. Let's go to this one. This one is from Sam, who says, Kate, wow, you say it all the time. It is ridiculous that, yes, you can really hate the opposition's opinion. You can really think even they're idiots. But the whole idea of getting so riled up that you would actually send pipe bombs or have them delivered or do whatever to people you can't stand because of their political leanings or things they've done is just craziness. It's craziness that you would also put yourself in the way of possibly getting caught and going to prison for something like that. Would you want to go take a stand where you get put in prison. Oh, you'd be put in prison forever for the rest of your life. I mean, that's threats on a former president. Are you kidding me? The former Secretary of State, a congresswoman? Yeah. This wouldn't be, oh gosh, you lost your mind because you listened to some things or got riled up. Oh boy, that was a close one. Thank goodness they didn't go off. No. And plus CNN, doesn't matter. You'd be gone. You'd be done for life. All right, how about this one? This one is from Ruby, who says, Kate Delaney, I like America Tonight. I heard you're celebrating 10 years. Good for you. Hang on in, sister. This is your time. And it's not the time for pipe bombs. I can tell you a lot of the people on those lists I can't stand, politically speaking. And maybe my view is tainted. Maybe I don't know them personally. But I would never, ever, ever condone sending pipe bombs to anybody, particularly people with the high profile. It is really sad and makes no sense to me. It does show that the vitriol has really exploded in this country, and that part, my friends, is very, very sad, don't you think? Oh, of course. I mean, look, nutballs can be triggered in any way. By the way, the latest discovery on Wednesday night, they think a package was believed to have been addressed to former VP Joe Biden. So they're searching packages and they're looking for similarities and they're finding them. And they've intercepted a bunch of them. That's how all of that happened. Whew, crazy. They were identified during routine mail screening procedures and they found the explosive devices. That's what the Secret Service said. As far as some of the other ones, the Time Warner building, that got through pretty, you know, boom. Alarms went off during a CNN broadcast, and people, you could see people leaving in the background. You have anchors on the air. Okay, we're going to finish the news, and I hope it doesn't blow up, but everybody else is leaving. So people scuttlebutted out, and then they talked about what had happened. And I think they'll catch them. Whoever it is, they'll find out who it was. In fact, it's because of the threat. Governor Cuomo deployed like 100 guardsmen, National Guardsmen, to the mass transit areas in the state to help people feel safer because they don't know the motive or the people responsible, because then they start thinking broader. Okay, it looks pretty obvious. These are Democrats and people that are donating to Democrats, that kind of thing. High profile in is certainly getting a lot of media attention in the past. And so that's the deal. Oh, gosh, crazy, crazy, crazy. And plenty of you had a lot to say about that. I'll give you one more. This one is from Max, and Max said, hi, Kate, as much as there are moments where I feel like I would love to see George Soros wiped off the face of the planet for the sly, slick things that he does, sending the pipe bombs is wrong because it's always the innocents anyway that could get caught in the middle of that. Do you think he really gets his own mail? And apparently that package was in his mailbox. And the same for anybody else, these prominent people, prominent liberals that got the packages. They're not even the ones who are probably getting the packages. So it would have never reached them most likely anyway. What a bunch of screwballs we have in this country. There are other ways to protest or let your words be heard. I think the person just wasn't right. Well, obviously, do you know people who make bombs and send them to anyone? You know, come on. So the scientific forensic things that they can do, it's magical what they can do now. The way the bomb was constructed, the materials, fingerprint, they're going to find it. They're going to find somebody responsible. So if that person went underground, they better stay underground. That's all I can say. All right, let's jump to something else. How about this one from Timothy? Kate Delaney, I did not win the lottery, therefore I'm sending you this email. Oh, boy, almost plunged into despair. I thought I was going to be the lucky one. I prayed to the Lord that it would happen, but it did not. So I'm assuming if you're on the air, it did not happen for you. And then that brought up the question, would you stay on the air if you won a big lottery? What a problem to have. Let me debate that. Timothy, I love what I do. I've sacrificed a lot to do this. In fact, I have a book coming out called Deal Your Own Destiny, And it comes out, it's produced by Forbes, did it, published it. And it's coming out on November 9th. Boom, it drops on a Friday. And ironically, on Friday, I will be in Washington, D.C., or flying to Washington, D.C. And I talk about it in the book. You know, radio is a very strange but wonderful industry. And if I won a huge lottery, I would probably, I would do a little America Tonight tour. So the tour I keep threatening, I wouldn't be worried about getting sponsors because I would just do it. I'd just get a bunch of the guys from GCN, get a cool tricked out bus, figure it out, go on the road to a couple of places, do a little tour. Could be a lot of fun. So I'd probably do that, do something in radio, continue to do the show, just do it on a bigger scale because I'd have more resources behind it. I'd have more resources. That would be the answer. All right. How about this one? What a thing to think about. How about this from Cal, who says, Kate, I've emailed the show before. I listen all the time, even if I have to download it. I heard you talk about TuneIn Radio. Others have said that. Thank you for that and for your people for putting it on there because I just get the app. You said something about the app, and I just listen when I'm working out the next day if I'm not up. What do you make of the markets plunging and plunging again? Boy, you get used to those numbers being high. It's kind of a false sense of security, eh? It is a false sense of security. That's why I say it's like being at the craps table. Any investing, let's face it. But it has been a swoon. Tech stocks, boom. They were performing pretty good in the beginning of the year. They have been the biggest decliners. And so much of that, I'm sure, has to do with fears of the economy and earnings, and that's part of what rocks it. You look at what numbers are, so like weak subscriber numbers, like AT&T, that would be the reason that fell. Bond prices are rising, but their yields, so it's sending yields lower. And there's jittery nerves out there over corporate money, corporate profits, and the interest rates, and disappointing results always result in that, or bad news. Super bad news will tank the market, as we all know. It's such a good question. And if I could look in my crystal ball and tell you the exact reasons, I would tell you. The Dow tumbled on Wednesday, 608 points. That's like 2.4%. That's a lot. That's a rout, as we say. So not good. And it's a correction, really. If I were in the business, I would say, and we have said on the show, and we've had people on the show, we did a lot of financial. I almost had to take a break from the financial side because we had a lot of different people on the show for a long time. Stephen Kelly was one of them. Mike Bonacorsi, I love those guys. But then you take a break from it, you know, because people get weary of hearing about some of the news. But they were two great guys that had really interesting perspectives on what we see happen with our money. And if you are lucky enough to have a 401k, what are you riding in, and what are you, you know, what happens with the results? So what could go up? You know, it's interesting because Netflix is having some problems, and I would think that health stocks could bounce back up. It just depends on the company. You have to go company by company. But it was a very rough day. Gains for 2018 on the Dow and S&P 500 have been just wiped out. And that's how it is. All right, one more. Let's go to this one. This one, I'm going to go back to the lottery. This one is from Anne. Kate, if you had won the lottery and you got a chance to take many trips, what is the first trip you would take? You know what? Bali. I've always wanted to go to Bali. So if I could just go to Bali, lay on the beach, and relax, hey, do the show from the beach, that's probably what I would do. Disappear for a week, read books, hang around, I don't know, hit a few golf balls. It'd be fun. Coming up next, Nail the Score, 855-266-5283.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
It is time for Nail the Score. Boy, I hope you're listening. Why? Because I want somebody to win. I really do. And we have weekly winners, and if you do this enough, you'll probably be a winner. I'm getting, you know, five, maybe six emails from you, because you can email me your guess as long as it's up till the top of the hour, then that's it, because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else. So, you know, we hold these 11, 12 minutes for all of you for Nail the Score. So Nail the Score, I pick the game of the week. We used to use a computer, but we decided we'd save some money, so I get the chance to just pull it out of thin air. And there's a lot of good games this week, or I shouldn't say a lot, but there certainly are some of them. And it's a good time to tell you my passions are politics, business, of course, and sports. So on the weekend, I'm on the NBC Sports Radio Network. If you go to SiriusXM 205, or download the free mobile app, the NBC Sports Radio app. You can catch me there 3 to 6 Eastern. Call me. And we can talk about sports. So when I look at the games that are on, it's got to be the Rams and the Packers. And the Rams, it's in L.A., the Rams are 7-0. You know, this line, the Rams are favored by more than a touchdown. No respect for the Pack coming to town. Aaron Rodgers, the great Aaron Rodgers, no respect for my man. He is the quarterback of the fantasy team that I got roped into. So I got roped into, I've got roped into three. All right. I got roped into three. But anyway, I look at this game and the Rams are incredible all the way around. Todd Gurley is a machine. And I got to say, you know, pretty much from top to bottom, the Rams are super tough. I mean, they are. They're super, super tough. So I'm going to throw out the numbers and tell everyone to hang tight because you get a chance to nail the score. You're listening to me. Get to the phone, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Nail the score. The game is the Packers and the Rams. Pick a side and pick a score. And you own that score once you say it. And again, you can email me. And even if I don't read your email, don't worry, because sometimes I don't get to them. I will get it, and I will read it. It counts because I can see the timestamp, so no sweat. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Wasn't me. I didn't do it. Can't prove it.
It wasn't you. You didn't put those crude parts together and then throw the stamps on there and mail it to Debbie Wasserman Schultz as the return. All right, so good job. So you are confessing on the air. What do you think? Who is it, the Packers or the Rams?
35-28 Rams.
Rams. Okay, it doesn't cover the spread, though. That's interesting. All right, I think that's a good score. The Rams, Pete says. Thank you, Peter. He's going back to the bunker now. So, like I said, people can give me the score that way. Or, by the way, you can also, here's another way you can do it. If you don't want to go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, you can go to Kate Delaney fan page, Kate Delaney fan page. And if you go to the Kate Delaney fan page, just like it. And give me your score that way. I think some people are going to end up doing that, and that will count. So it's either the Rams or the Packers. And all you have to do is go on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page, and say, I heard you, you know, mention the game, and I say it's the Rams or I say it's the Packers, and here is what the score is. So speaking of the Rams and the Packers, here's what Aaron Rodgers said about the Rams. He gave us a preview.
Well coached on both sides of the ball, played against Wade a number of times. He's a fantastic coach, and obviously Sean has done a great job at their offense. So we got to find a way to slow him down up front and complete some pass on the outside, run the ball, and keep it away from him a little bit.
All right, keep it away from him. He's right. Then it's going to be very tough to do that. But maybe being the underdog, that kind of lights up the Packers. Maybe the Rams get their first loss. Sean McVay, the wunderkin, the young coach of the Rams, talked about the Rams being 7-0. Are you Sean McVay? Yes. Oh, maybe Sean McVay got lost. He's so young, and he's got to play video games. But Sean McVay is really done an incredible job with the Rams. In fact, I'm trying to remember what HBO said about him. He was on that Real Sports thing. They did a little story on him, and he is 32 years old. Head coach of the Rams. He was 30 when they hired him, youngest coach, and he has done such a good job. I mean, he lives and breathes this. He remembers every single game. His memory, I think, is the thing that is so, to me, his memory is the thing that is so crazy. And in being 7-0, what he said was that, you know, there a lot of things are working for them. He's proud of his guys and what they're doing with Todd Gurley, the offense and the defense, and just the amount of work that the whole team is putting in. And I would say that that's a good thing to say. As the coach, he's watching that, and I agree. This is interesting, too, because the Sharon Bacchus from Maine, who loves Nail the Score, she is always there. I feel bad, like, when the plane had me held at bay and we couldn't do it that one night. But she sent in something to me on Facebook, because remember I said you could go to Kate Delaney fan page, and she said that her phone is stuck on stupid and wouldn't let her make the call for Nail the Score. So Sharon in Maine is saying the Rams over the Packers, she sent that to me through a Facebook, 45-31. So she's thinking that spread holds up, that the spread, you know, the spread is like 9.5 points, and there you go. So that's a pretty good guess, I think. That number is pretty good. All right, let's go to, we actually have her, even though we said her score, so let's get her. Hey, Sharon, somebody told me that you said 45-31 Rams. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
I love that you said your phone was stuck on stupid. That made me laugh. That was the laugh of the night for me off the air.
Thank you.
I like your guess, too, so we'll see if that happens.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sharon. That's good. She still got through anyway. All right, so Nathan, what do you think? Is it going to be the Packers or the Rams?
Well, I bet I'd get in trouble if I didn't say it was the Pack, but how about we make it a good game? It's going to be a good game, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, you'll be watching, I'm sure.
I'm sure I will. How about we do 38-34 Pack?
Ooh, I like it. He goes against the grain. 38-34 Pack. And I'm going to be like Nathan. I'm going to go against the grain, too. I say the Packers, and I'm going to say that the Packers win it. The score is going to be 34-31. So I think it's going to be a close game. 34-31. That line is just so big. They're giving so much respect, the odds makers who are smart people. People don't realize that. They're numbers crunchers that went to MIT and Princeton and wherever. I'm really serious about that because I have, when I lived in Vegas, I had a chance to really kind of eyeball that, and that, I don't know why that surprised me. But when they set these lines, that's one thing you can be sure of. Part of the reason why it's so intently right on is because they analyze every little potential thing that could change the game, from the weather to specifically the tweaks of injuries to what current numbers are to the whole entire lines backwards and forwards and what could happen, the matchups, all of it. And I think those lines are pretty good. I mean, these guys work like crazy round-the-clock hours. All right, so remember, we've got a couple of emails. I'll get them. You can send me something to Kate Delaney fan page. Just boom, put it out there, like it, and just throw on your score. Or Kate Delaney Radio until the top of the hour. Packers or the Rams. Who do you like for Nail the Score this week? Good luck, everybody, and thanks for listening.
And I'm not proud of my address.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.